Hey everyone, welcome to our episode zero of Tiny Dungeon 2018 monthly campaign, which was a stretch goal in the Kickstarter for Tiny Dungeon's second edition, which is now currently available on drivethroughrpg.com, and I will put a link to Tiny Dungeon second edition in the description of this video. And you can pick up a copy of Tiny Dungeon yourself. This is our episode to kind of prep everybody and introduce everybody's player characters, the setting, introduce you to the man that is going to be GMing this session for us every month. I'm going to hand this over to Alan, and then we'll introduce all the players.
Yeah. All right. So like Doug said, the goal of a session zero is sort of to set the baseline of the campaign, introduce the characters, get everybody on the same page. We won't actually be playing tonight, right, but we want to, sort of establish our social contract as a group, both with ourselves and then with you as the viewers, so you know what you might expect.
Sounds
it's a awesome, super exciting thing where we're going to talk a lot and we're not going to do much that's interesting.
Wow. No, thanks for setting. That's a great.
Right, now we just lost all our viewers.
Yeah, so now everybody's out.
Ultimate lead-in. No, it's going to be great. So we're going to go down player by player. We're going to introduce everybody's characters. We're going to talk about, they'll give a little backstory, and I'll explain how the campaign in the setting is sort of going to unfold. Doing an actual play via YouTube is a little different than a normal campaign, so there's a few tweaks we're going to have to make, but I think you'll find it's mostly pretty straightforward. So I'll start. Hi, I'm Alan. I'm your game master on this journey we're going to go on for the next 12 months.
Woo!
That was Woo! The excitement Woo! There was just discouraging.
I'm sorry. Hey, I brought it.
It's all good. I just accepted this now. All right, hang on. So we're going to be playing Tiny Dungeon Second Edition, which is a tabletop fantasy role-playing game. In the vein of the biggest name, Dungeons & Dragons, but with a lot less rules. The PDF is currently out on DriveThru. It just came out today. You can snag it if you want, if you kind of want to follow along and understand what we're playing. But the basic game is just going to use 3 6-sided dice. Players are going to make tests. They're going to go on adventures. It's going to be kind of a generic fantasy world. We're going to have some twists. So I think you're going to like it. We're going to be starting in a town called Shaybrook. From our actual play during the campaign, you guys will remember that. However, this is going to be 10 years in the future from that actual play. You'll get to see the ramifications of what your previous characters might have done, played out over a decade.
Oh, no.
That might not be good.
Shaybrook is sort of a frontier town in a recently reopened area of the world. A mountain pass had been sealed. Nobody had been able to traverse the mountains. But with an earthquake at this point, because of the 10-year jump, it'll be about 35 years ago, people have been able to move into the marches over there and start settling. So it's sort of got a fantasy Wild West vibe. Lots of exploration, lots of ancient ruins, civilizations nobody remembers encountering, things like that. So we're going to be a primarily exploration and dungeon crawl focused role-playing campaign. There will be small amounts of political and social intrigue, but it will primarily be out there in the boonies doing things. Players are going to have a lot of leeway. So Tiny Dungeon is what you would kind of colloquially call a generic rule set. There's not an established setting. So Shaybrook is my setting. It's my home setting that I use for Tiny Dungeon. So we're going to be playing in that. But unlike most home settings, I haven't actually defined the different heritages and species the players might be. So Doug is the final arbitrator on all things lizard folk.
Nice. I like this. I like where this is headed.
Them to ask Doug, and then Doug will tell them what lizard folk do. And since every player is playing a different heritage, you are all the final arbitrators on all customs, cultural things, and anything you want about those races. Well, no, just be creative and fun with it, right? We're going to have fun. Somebody might ask, what's the lizard folk delicacy? And Doug might say,
love to eat centipedes.
Great. Now we have established centipedes are forevermore a lizard folk delicacy. And everywhere Doug goes, people will try to feed him centipedes.
Nice.
In real life, too, actually. Now it's a new game. So
sweet.
No, so you're going to have a lot of leeway as players to establish a lot of backstory about where your character is from. The marches you're exploring are going to be totally new and totally open. So awesome. I will be handling that. Yeah, so that's kind of a brief overview of how this is going to go. I'm a big fan of cool cinematic action. So if you do something cool, I'm pretty likely to go, let's go with that. That sounds awesome. Well, that's not realistic. I don't care about that. Somebody's a talking polar bear. So I've kind of just moved on the realism scale. Pretty hard. All right, so let's start introducing some characters, right?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I do.
All right, Josh, you want to introduce, first of all, let's introduce yourself and tell a little bit about you personally, and then you can tell folks about your player character.
Okay, I'm Josh. I create content for YouTube channel called Halloweenville. Work with Doug a lot on Victory Condition Gaming. Do a lot of collaborations and a lot of fun stuff. And I make gaming videos, unboxings, and make props from nothing. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell. And the character that I'm going to be playing is the Polar Bear. I am going to play Oberon Bloodmaw.
That's not an ominous or, you know, straightforward last name. What do you do for a living? Well, my name is Oberon Bloodmaw. Oh, well, now I am.
I'm playing the furry meat shield in this group.
All right. Anyone else who would like to go second? Josh, you were all set with, unless you had any more information that you wanted to share with the group?
I mean, you asked about traits the other day, and I didn't get a chance to tell them to you.
Yeah, why don't you tell folks kind of what your traits are?
So, one of my traits that comes with the polar bear is the powerful claws, and it's a mastered weapon. The only downside is I can't use any ranged weapons, but I shouldn't need them with, you know, massive claws. Beast speaker, so I'm able to communicate with other animals. Berserker, so I can attack with primal and furious rage. I figured that would be a good combo with the claws. And diehard, so when I'm reduced to 0 hit points, it reduces you to 2 hit points instead, and I can do that once per day.
So you kind of made a druid barbarian sort of hybrid here.
I like it.
Absolutely. And I even got white fur to make a polar bear costume.
Oh, this is awesome.
Nice.
So I have to tell you why polar bears are in the game. They're my favorite animal.
Awesome.
They're my absolutely favorite animal, and nobody puts polar bears in anything. So two of the RPGs I've worked on now have polar bears as a playable thing.
That's so cool.
Awesome. I'm excited to be a polar bear.
All right. Who wants to go next? Amanda. I'm looking at Amanda. Amanda looks like she's really eager to share to the world.
Do I?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hi, I'm Amanda Call. I am the artist and writer behind ageofnight.com, an online fantasy webcomic. I also do a lot of illustrating in the tabletop gaming world. I'm the art director for Fairlight Games, which means I do all of their art and layout and all of those things, plus a bunch of other companies and draw all sorts of stuff. And my character for this game is I'm actually going to be playing one of the tree folk characters, because I liked the idea of being a tree. My character's name is Gray Firkin, and I've made them as kind of like a healer sage type character. So I have healing abilities, I'm old and full of memories, and good at remembering stuff, and that sort of thing. Because yes, it's really cool. In Alan's game, you can be a tree.
Hey, I am all about the unusual options. Hey.
I love that. I was like, I could be a tree. I'm gonna do that.
All right, let's switch it over to Ed Smith, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only, multi-talented. Wow. Can I? What else was I supposed to say, Ed? How much did you gave me? $20 to say. I lost the script.
I'll do that money. So
yeah, I know.
I don't know why we're talking. Ed Smith, just an overgrown child stuffed into a 43-year-old man's body. Really. I mean, what do we need to know about me personally? I'm the guy that if you invite me over to your house, you're going to have to constantly tell me to close the door while I pee. You'll never have to worry where the cookies are because I've eaten them all.
This is the most interesting new player bio I think I've ever heard.
I watch all the cartoons, play with your kids' toys. Honestly, as far as artistic projects go, I'm working on several right now. One I'm working on called The Ominous Adventures of Poppy and Poe. I'm doing a variant cover for them. When I heard the description, I pretty much begged them to let me do the variant cover. Also working on Rich Woodall's Patreon has a character called Sergeant Werewolf, and Rich has thrown together a book, and he's tired of me not producing enough for him and I to take the Supertopian project and make a graphic novel. So Rich says, I'm going to take the Supertopian and write Sergeant Werewolf story, and you're going to draw it, and you can't say no. So I'm working on that right now. I've got so much going on.
That's awesome.
As for Tiny Dungeon, when when I was told what the concept was and how the game system worked, I couldn't say no, because it's basically a rules light Dungeons and Dragons where you only need 3d6. So rather than sit around and read your Dungeon Master's Guide all night and arguing over how math works based on the different die, you say, I want to do this. You roll your 3d6, and you just go with what you got. Actually, it was really funny because before we started doing this YouTube video that we're doing right now, we were talking earlier about how our characters want to, you know, what we want to do, and everyone had described their character, and I'm just, in my real life, I'm busy. Like, I know me saying that I'm drawing a lot of cartoons is, it sounds like, hey, Ed's busy, but my real life on top of that is even busier. So I have to manage production for a sign company. So I have to manage production and design for them and just juggle a lot of things. I got a lot of plates in the air.
Sure.
So while everyone was describing what character they made, I listened to the descriptions and I thought, you know what? It'd be really great if this game system had a bird character, and everyone had discussed it and thought, yeah, that would be a great idea. And Alan just spits out stats for a bird character, which I copied down right away. The name of my character is Duncan Aileron. You can just call him Dunk for short.
Dunk, I like it.
Doesn't take crap from the lizard folks, kind of looks down on them. You know, he'll mouth off to the polar bear folk, but kind of... You know,
fun.
Really afraid, because, you know, polar bears could really whip birds' butts. He kind of chums up to the tree folk because, you know, they need a place, the birds need a place to sleep at night. But at the same time, it gives me the opportunity to be a smartass and kind of just play to Amanda's straight man. You know, she's sure. Like, I'm a tree, what am I doing? And I just got a whole button, like an Abbott and Costello thing going on between Amanda and I. And we still have to hear about the last character in the group.
There's two left.
Oh, there's two left.
Yeah, because we got Jordan and then we've got mine. And I was going to let Jordan go next, but...
But Alan had already said you're a lizard folk, so you're a slea stack.
I mean, I will...
Oh, man, it's already started.
Wow.
What do? We let him speak. He tells his character, and then we just roll some clips from an episode of Land of the Lost. Doug's gonna try to eat Will and Holly Marshall throughout the entire.
Wait, we have rights to roll clips from Land of the Lost?
No, we don't.
I got a whole new campaign. I'm set. Like, this is great.
You got Sid and Marty Croft money.
Oh man! So Alan, so you whipped up these rules for the birdkin folk like right off the top of your head. Now, what are you gonna do with that? You said you have plans for this.
Yeah. So at the end of this live stream, I'm gonna go through every episode. I'm gonna subject myself to listening to all of you again. I'm gonna transcribe these into a series of 12 adventures that we're then gonna illustrate and release in PDF, and we'll have some bonus content like a new birdkin race. Yay! So as you know, there'll be some magic items that the group finds. Some of the stuff the group gets in encounter, you're going to find in this PDF at the end there. Awesome. Tiny Dungeons is so complicated, you can't just reverse engineer it by listening to this. You're going to get it pretty quick, probably. Yeah, it'll be official in there.
All right, Jordan, I'll let you go next, my friend. You want to tell folks a little bit about who you are and your player character?
Sure thing. My name is Jordan Streeter. I'm the founder of Gamers Against Alzheimer's. We're a charity group that takes just our passion for gaming, use that to kind of fight the battle to find the first survivor for Alzheimer's disease. I work a lot with Doug and everyone else here. I travel around to some of the events in Vermont, hoping to expand on that in the future. And I do, I'm also a volunteer demonstrator for Slugfest games, particularly the Red Dragon Inn series of games. Running tournaments, etc. My character for Tiny Dungeon is...
Jordan is also a dad, so...
Yes. I'm also a father.
You might hear some little kid chatter in the background. Us that have kids know what that's like. So don't.
I think he's okay. He's just crawled into a laundry basket again.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Do you have a kid
like
or
you
a
do.
Puppy?
Yes.
If you just fold your kids and put them away when they're done, you wouldn't have this.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that's fun.
This is gonna be great. This is gonna be great, folks.
Yeah, I won't have services called on me at all. My character is a Salamar named Sithis von Pratchett. Salamar are more of a kind of a fancy pants mercantile kind of race. We live mostly in port cities. My family owned a very well-managed a potion shop, which is where I learned how to become an alchemist. And also, I have a little bit of sorcery in me. Also, I have a mastery in using a rapier short sword, and I'm also a pyrothermic healer, which is. As long as the fire is natural, I can heal myself by just standing in it, basically. So anytime I make camp, I just kind of unroll my sleeping bag as close to the campfire and just plop my head right in it. Just good night, and it feels good. And I'm a friend to all races because, as a merchant, I know all of the other races have money. As we believe, to assist is good. To profit is divine. And that's me.
So I guess that leaves me. And I've had months to think about my player character. And I've got a whole bunch of backstory. My character, his name is a lizard folk named Shalike. The lizard folk are evil. They're nasty people. They are cutthroat. They believe in survival of the fittest. They will cut their own brother down to become the head of the clan. They are just ruthless. They are horrible kind. But this is what happened with my character. My character was actually out hunting, and it startled a triceratops. And it just so happened that the polar bear, Oberon, was there to save my life. This is what happens when the lizard folk's life is spared for any reason at all. They become indebted to the person that saved their life. So they have a life debt. And so basically, I'm like the lizard Chewbacca, but like an evil lizard Chewbacca to Oberon, Josh's character. And I basically have to do what he says.
Just to make sure I understand, you're evil lizard Chewbacca. Chewbacca, yes. To crazy berserking druid polar bear Han Solo.
Yes. And I'm actually disgraced now because of the fact that I just didn't die and that somebody actually had to save my life. That's like a bad mark on me, and now I'm like the lowest of the lizard folk, and my kind look down on me. You know, the custom is that you know if somebody saves your life, you're kind of their slave now. So that's kind of how it's gonna roll with my character. And I will not save any of you guys. Like, I am not here to be nice. I am gonna be a jerk, and you're gonna hate me. And I really hate Jordan's character, the Salamar kind, because I think that they are disgraced to the reptilian kind, because salamander and lizards are kind of, you know, we're similar, but yeah, no, I think that since they don't fight and they just want to profit off everybody, we think that they're just the lowest of the low.
Oh, we'll fight if we have to.
So we've decided to take the love triangle trope and invert it into a triangle of hate.
Pretty much.
And then the tree folk and the bird are just over here doing their own thing.
And I don't even like them.
They're getting all hippie with it, and like, you guys are like, kill, stab, eat.
Pretty much. Yeah, no, Oberon's going to have to really kind of order me into battle in order to, because I could care less about you guys. I'm only here because of him, so.
Doug, so in role-playing, our goal is to play characters who aren't like ourselves.
Wow, okay.
That's just a taste of whatever we can expect during this campaign.
Yeah, I love it. It's gonna be lots of fun.
Lots of cheap shots at Doug.
Hey, you know, it wouldn't be a VCG actual play if it wasn't. I'm ready to get into character. I'm ready to do this.
I'm scared.
Be scared.
You should. Hey, you got one guy that's willing to dress up as a giant polar bear.
Well, you've got two. I just don't have a costume.
That's all I got for everybody that I wanted you to meet all the players, all the characters. I didn't introduce myself, though. I guess my name is Doug, and this is my channel, Victory Condition Gaming. I make board game content. Sometimes it's me and my daughter. Sometimes it's just me. Sometimes it's me and my friends. And I appreciate everybody that comes on. And I am really excited about Tiny Dungeon 2E. I think it's a great system. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And we should be able to create quite a story over these next 12 months. Amanda, Ed, Josh, yep. Jordan, everybody, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being a part of our episode 0, meeting the party. And we'll see you all next week when we start episode 1. Thanks for watching.
Woo!
We'll see you next week.